This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. I'm Abdullah Oduro and welcome back. What is fasting? Fasting is defined as voluntary deprivation for spiritual conditioning. You voluntarily deprive yourself of eating, drinking, and intimacy with the opposite gender from sunup to sundown for means of coming closer to Allah the Exalted. This has been defined in the Quran in chapter number 2, verse number 178, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Exalted says, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon the people before you. Perhaps you may become of those who are the righteous. So here, the prescription of fasting is something before the advent of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. It was here from the beginning of time. It was a practice to deprive oneself to focus on God and his bounties. As we see, this was a practice that we see Christians even practice with Lent. It is a means of depriving themselves to remember a sacrifice of someone else and to remember the greatness of God upon them. So when looking at this month of Ramadan, the prescription of it is particularly in the 9th month of the Islamic calendar, which is the month of Ramadan. Now, linguistically, scholars even mention the word Ramadan comes from Ramda, which means to burn or heat or fire. And that's used as a symbolization of burning off the sins, burning off the sins. These sins that we have, these actions of fasting and of good deeds, burn them and relinquish them. It's also been mentioned that this month is a month that is a hot month, therefore being called Ramadan. At any rate, this is the 9th month that the Muslims should fast from sunup to sundown. And with this, we understand fasting in this beautiful month of Ramadan is a blessed, blessed month, as a prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, has talked about. And as Allah has mentioned at the very end of the verse that was mentioned, perhaps we may become of the righteous. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us in embarking upon this means that he has obliged upon us for the only reason of making us principled individuals to be closer to him and be more mindful of him and his greatness. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.